This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Birthday to Josh and Florence and Doug listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Hi. 7 after the hour, Jay Kirshner is here to help us celebrate the moment, celebrate the time. And one of the greatest things about Jay that I like immensely is her ability to compliment people when I might be she's there kind of putting the smooth layer on top of things, which is very important. It's everybody likes a compliment, be sure. If you compliment people, they'll look forward to seeing you or working with you or liking you, et cetera, et cetera. So thank you for saving me, Jay, and for myself.
Well, thank you for the compliments. But isn't that so narcissistic of all of us as human beings that we fall all over ourselves for compliments?
Yeah, it is kind of, oh, yeah, I want to, okay. Yeah, it makes us feel better, I think. Here's a grandmother. I guess this is good and bad. Lady died of cancer, but before she did, she made Ouija boards for the people who were invited to her funeral. Let's keep in touch, she said.
That is so dark and amazing all at the same time. I wish I knew this woman.
She died at the age of 81. Granddaughter was explaining how this all worked. Jody Perriman was her name, and her granddaughter is Gracie. And so Gracie and the other guests were gathered for the funeral last week, and they walked away with something that had a lot of people laughing, handcrafted paper Ouija boards from Jody. You can see these. There's a tweet that's kind of viral all over the place. She's from Austin, Texas. And the young Gracie wrote that she, quote, "received this at my grandma's funeral. What an icon." And they were all hysterical, laughing about this. So Jody of her, she said. Anyway, so her health had been declining pretty quickly this past summer. And so she made plans for her funeral. And as she died, everybody was laughing. Isn't that the way kind of it ought to be? Even though we're sad about the passing of somebody that we love, a friend, relative, or whomever. But then, if you think about the person in the life, yesterday Megan and I were crying because their dog, they had put the dog to sleep a couple of weeks ago, and the dog was a great, great, wonderful dog. And I have a soft spot, as you know, in my heart for animals. And this dog the dog spent its first night away from the kennel here on my farm. Megan picked the dog up in Vermont and brought it down here. She had just moved to California. And so the dog came here, and the picture I have of the dog is out on the out next to the pasture. This little black poodle sticking his nose through the fence, and the cows come running down to stick their noses. And Megan's just kind of kneeling down with his name was Bodley. But a great, just a wonderful, just goofy, fun dog that Miles had grown up around. So we were crying about the dog dying, and then we started laughing about the way he was. You know, he was just kind of a big goofy poodle who got into everybody's business and just jumped around, and he just had a lot of the qualities that we love in having in our dogs. So better to remember with a smile on your face, I guess, maybe is the lesson from this.
Think about all the love that was there.
Oh,
I think
that's
also why it hurts so much, because of that just amount of love.
Yeah, you're right. All right, well, there's no love here between the North Koreans and the South Koreans, who are now shooting at each other along the disputed border that they have along the ocean. The tensions are rising because this little jerk, this fat little pig who runs North Korea, decided he wants to be a big tough guy. Not enough people paying attention to him, so let's shoot it up on the high seas. We've been sending those missiles up. All right, then let's make more noise. So here they go, exchanging warning shots along this border after South Korea said that a merchant vessel from the north crossed the line into the sea that belonged to the South Koreans. So what is gained by this? You know, even though South Korea is our friend, North Korea is not. But what happens here? What's the reason for creating more and more tension? You can say, well, it's his fault. And the other one says, no, their fault. It's just, all it does is raise the worry of the people, not only there, but people around the world, because the world is so small now. So this barrage of weapons tests does nothing for anybody but the ego of this little crapper who somebody should push off the 10th story of a building. Although his sister, I guess, is worse than he is. At least that's the word.
Astounding. Like, it seems like the next person, it always seems worse.
Yeah, you are. Well, you think of, everybody says that about Putin and Russia and, oh, we don't know if we bump him off, who's going to be behind him that could be worse.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's
you
that
reason. You have to choose between a lesser of two evils.
Right, exactly.
Another option.
Yeah, exactly. They were, I don't know. Anyway, here's the story from Disney World this weekend. Family of five on a surprise visit were stuck in a hotel room all day. The pickup truck that they had driven down there, it's kind of a cute family, three children and a mother and father. Somebody stole their pickup truck with the baby's car seat in it, iPads, Apple stuff. So anyway, you wonder, they went to Disney World just kind of on a lark. Cassidy McClendon filed a police report with the Orlando police over the weekend. And so, you know, you think about that. The only reason I bring it up is because why are you doing this to somebody? Who's doing this and why? Do we have different categories? I guess we do, really. I'm asking a question. Are there different caliber people, different quality, different whatever it is, and people, are we that much different? We oftentimes think, how often, you know, do we say that everybody is the same? But are we really? What about stuff like this? And just when I saw it, it's not something that hasn't happened to hundreds, if not thousands, of other people, but it just struck me. They all piled into the truck for a quick visit to Disney World, and their truck was stolen with all the stuff in it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It was probably more about the truck than what was actually in it. You had these career criminals who are stealing cars, and a lot of them are roping in young teens, people who are underage, because if they get busted, they don't have as much to lose because they're going to be tried as children as rather than adults.
Right.
It's all awful. Right.
Speaking of being tried, a mother has been charged with murder for the death of her son, who 4 years old. We were talking about this. I don't know what happened with the. I think last week we talked about the 4 year old dying, ingesting these gummies that were laced with THC. But now she has been charged. Dorothy Annette Clemens, who's 30, indicted by a grand jury for the death of her son Tanner. Taken into custody and incarcerated. So what? It's her fault, right? She had these gummies around.
It was negligent.
The 4 year old got a hold of them.
And in so many states, these gummies are legal nowadays. But that doesn't mean that you can't. You have to still hide them. You have to protect your children.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Negligence is negligence. And this also goes to say where people are always like, "Oh, you can't overdose from pot." Yes, you can.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Yeah, or the stuff that it's all about anyway. So now, after 2 years, school problems, work problems, social distancing problems, mask problems, all of these things, we still have, we've gone beyond what it's done, the negative, what it's told it's taken. Because pretty much now there's no restrictions. And I was thinking about that on the plane last night coming back here. That there, you know, some people wear a mask, and the announcement's made by the pilot. You want to wear a mask? That's great. Respect other people who either are or are not wearing a mask. But now we are seeing, and over the winter, there is expected to be COVID-19 cases more so than has been the case. So is this going to collide? Now, the flu is supposed to be, this is kind of negative, but the flu is supposed to make a return. Wasn't any flu the last couple of years because it was all COVID, right? It's like the flu got out of the way. We'll leave it to you, COVID.
Yes, you got this.
Yeah, right, be a problem. But cases of flu have begun to tick up in the earlier this month. And they're probably between now and all the holidays, everybody gets together, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and that sort of thing.
And it's typically indoors because it's so cold outside.
Right, yeah. So there are now different rhinoviruses. There's the flu and COVID, and then there are other viruses that are floating around. You know how much, this is the thing, there are so many of these bugs that are everywhere, bugs galore. And we don't know what most of them are, where how they develop, because you can't see them. But they all require, viruses require the exchange of air from one to another. That's how you get them. Bacteria are different. But the viruses have to have an exchange point. And so, you know, if you're, this is, it could be a triple, what do they call it, a tridemic? Is that what it is?
Yeah, tridemic, triple-demic.
Yeah, something like that. At any rate, this
was a three-for-one deal.
So you wonder...
There's more. Sorry.
Yeah, right. It's like a TV ad. But wait! There's more! Yeah, so what do? Pediatricians say, give the babies a shot. Some people say, I don't want my baby to have a shot. Don't know what's in it. I don't know. What did you do with Mac? Did you get... Does Mac have a shot or not?
No, he is vaccinated with everything except for the COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had it twice this year, and fortunately, he has been okay through it. A fever for a couple of days, a little went down, but he bounced back very quickly, unlike myself, who has been vaccinated three times. Mm-hmm. And in June, it was a little bit of exhaustion, and then this time, I had every symptom possible. I'm still reeling from it.
Right. All right, really good thought. It's 18 after. This is Good Day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now at Staples, save 25% on all desks, storage and filing products, chair mats, lighting, decor, and desk accessories when you buy a chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 10/29. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Take some cooking classes that are based on ancestral diets. When I say ancestral diet, obviously I'm talking about our ancestors, but I'm talking about our ancestors in the sense that the foods they made before there was cancer, before there was arthritis, before there was heart disease, before there was diabetes, on the scale that you see it today. The scale of these diseases today is simply a matter of serious malnutrition.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pardon me, I was just distracted reading a story about bumblebees, which I'm sure will make its way into my discussions on the American Family Farmer program. It's heard around the country every week on a lot of these great stations that carry the Good Day program. 23 after the hour, Jay and I focusing on some celebrity news, things of impact. You can always share things that you think are important with us on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, our podcast at gooddayshow.com. You can hear the whole program through its entirety every day. It loops at gooddayshow.com. Do people understand what that concept is? Looping means repeating, right, Jay?
Mm-hmm. All it just day. Re-airs and replays until the next news show.
Right. Okay. So, believe it or not, it's been a year since that fatal Rust shooting on the set. Do you believe that? A year ago that took place. So, on the anniversary, Alec Baldwin paid tribute to Halyna. I never pronounced her name right. Was it Halyna Hutchins?
Halyna Hutchins.
Halyna Hutchins. Okay. And listen to this. This isn't sobering. Alec Baldwin just turned 64. I just saw him in the plane over the weekend. I was watching a serialized story called Dr. Death about a guy who hacks up people in the operating room, and he's the star doctor in it. He's very versatile, and I like him, Frank. I think he's a good actor. Anyway, he's been posting things about the story and what happened. And I think last week we said that he agreed to give the husband co-credit as a producer on Rust.
A pretty big producer role where he will get some money, and filming is set to resume in January.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This film, because that was a lot of speculation, too, of whether or not this film will continue, will it come out, and
it's so would you go to see it, given what all the hoopla around it? Is this going to be is something successful because of all the attention that's been paid to it, or will it not
That's a good question. Or will people
successful?
Not want to see it just because of everything that
right.
happened with it? Yeah. I already wanted to see it before everything because of an actor who was in it that I really like, Jensen Ackles.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I probably still will see it just because I really like him.
Yeah, I'll see it.
That will be in the back of my mind as I'm watching everything.
Of course it will be. Everybody's going to think that, for sure. Anyway, the civil settlement doesn't impact the criminal investigation, which is still ongoing a year after, even though there have been no criminal charges filed against anybody. There are still people who want to take pot shots at Alec Baldwin and others. Well,
because so many people had walked off set, so many employees and crew had walked off set already because of concern for safety.
Yep, right. Speaking of being safe, Matthew Perry is opening up about his battle with addiction. We were talking about this last week a little bit, one episode. Jennifer Aniston was the friend who stepped in and intervened. She was scary. I thought that was pretty interesting. The book's called Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing.
This is a sneak peek for an interview he's doing with Diane Sawyer, which will be out on Sunday, where he talks about it and he calls her Jenny and says that she was the one that approached him, was like, "We know you're drinking." And he said that that was a scary moment, but her friendship during recovery was so important.
Yep. Well, that's the kind of friend you want to have, right? No fair weather friends, people who are real friends, friends to the end. 28 after the hour. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation, food, gas prices, state-regulated abortions, border chaos, European war, and multiple countries threatening the United States with nuclear weapons are among the key drivers for this midterm election. It's report card time, as the Democrats have had exclusive control of Washington, D.C. for the last 2 years. An area of the country that has been particularly dry since the summer is likely to see some moisture this week. The same powerful storm bringing snow across much of the Rocky Mountains this past weekend is expected to emerge in the plains on Monday, bringing Texas and Oklahoma some much-needed rainfall to the region. Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, has been trying for years to play the D.C. comic supervillain turned anti-hero Black Adam in a movie for years. The movie landed well over $67 million on its opening weekend. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
The story of a mother who had twins. And while she was in the hospital, she shared a special moment with the two delivery nurses. They were telling the nurses in the room they loved the names Emma and Julia. And then the room broke out in laughter as the two nurses that were taking care of the babies were named Emma and Julia.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Birthday to Josh and Florence and William, all people that are. I think I said happy birthday to Josh already, didn't I?
It's a lot of birthdays. Today's my oldest birthday.
Whose birthday is it?
My oldest niece and goddaughter.
Ah, she's happy 15. Birthday to her.
Oh, those were the days.
What's her name?
Elle.
Elle?
Mm-hmm.
Elle. Like as in Ellen?
L-E. No, as in Elle. Her name is Elle.
E-L-L-E. E-L-L-E. When I look at that, I'd say Ellie. But then, you know, everybody's different. Names,
my best
you know
friend's daughter's name is Ellie. It's E-L-L-I-E.
Aha. Uh-huh. There you go. Well, names and names and more names is good. What does the name say about, what is Jay or Jessica? What does that say?
Mm-hmm. Remember, or have you ever met somebody who has a name and you know somebody else who has that name and you don't like them and there's just like immediate twinge?
Prejudices you?
Oh, your name is this. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Or right. As a Jessica born in the 80s, I went to school with a lot of Jessicas, and to differentiate ourselves, there was a Jessica, there was a Jess, there was a Jesse, there was a Jay. It was like we all had to be called something different.
Right. So what do we think about ourselves and our name? Does our name help us to love ourselves? You were talking about narcissism earlier. I found my name, my given name was Dudley, or is Dudley. And it is, people think, oh, that's fabulous. Or when I was growing up, I was teased all the time, and I didn't like it. Dudley Do Right and that sort of thing. So then then my nickname before it was Doug was Dud. And that was even worse. So you wonder,
Goodness, yeah.
What kind of a toll does that take? All right, but anyway, think about your name and what you like about it, and what do you really look like? You're a Jay. You're a Jess. I'm
all of them. I'm a Jessica. I'm a Jesse. Yeah. I'm a Jay. I'm a Jess.
Right. Exactly. Is your father a Mike? What does a Mike look like? Right. Yeah. Think about that. In a manner of speaking, think about your name and what you like about it. I think that's kind of where we're going with this. Here's something fabulous. A mother and a son are alive today thanks to a team of doctors who acted quickly to save them after they ate poisonous mushrooms. Wow. This happened down the road from me here. Excuse me. Kai Chen and his mother, Cam, ate what they thought. You'll have to hold this for a second.
Yeah, they found these mushrooms in their neighbor's yard, and they thought that they were okay, apparently, and they were not.
Well, you got to be careful of mushrooms.
It's called a death cap.
All right, yeah. You got to be very careful about this. So anyway, they had to have a liver transplant, and the mother tried it before, I guess the son tried it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hours later, they're both vomiting, diarrhea. They waited for the symptoms to pass, and instead they got worse. So they were admitted into the hospital, transferred to actually the big UMass hospital, very ill. They were given a rare experimental drug that was flown in from Pennsylvania to help save their lives. And so apparently the mother was doing better than the son.
63 years old, needed the liver transplant.
Yeah, right. The emotional toll.
She was under this old wives' tale that if she cooked the mushroom with ginger, and then if the ginger turned black, then the mushroom was edible. And that's just super inaccurate, as we now know with this story.
I don't see why anybody would try something if they didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just foolhardy.
Especially as dangerous as mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms are bad. I love mushrooms in my soup, and if I'm cooking something.
Oh, they are fantastic, but I'm going to get them from professional growers.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, that's probably a good idea. Here's something from Tennessee last Friday night football game. You know how everybody gets excited about high school football games in the South? Well, I guess a lot of different places. Football is king in Florida and in Texas and Ohio and I guess down in Tennessee as well. So a fellow, 55 years old, experienced skydiver, participating with a few other skydivers in a pregame ceremony event for the Musket Bowl at David Crockett High School and Daniel Boone High School down in Washington County, Tennessee. And unfortunately, one of the people parachuting, apparently the parachute didn't work.
Yeah, and this was a grandfather of one of the players.
Uh-huh, yeah. I don't know.
Absolutely heartbreaking.
Did you ever do skydiving?
No, I wanted to when I was younger, and then as I've gotten older, I have no desire to do anything like that.
I had a girlfriend.
I have a fear of heights.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend at the time who wanted to go skydiving, so I took her to the airport. I didn't want to do it at all. I signed up, we paid for the tickets, and fortunately for me, the skies clouded up and they canceled the flight. And shortly after that, she went her way and I went my way. I take chances doing a lot of things, but I want to be on the, I want to think that I don't have too far to fall if they don't work. You know, it's not.
I see so many videos of people who are professional skydivers and their parachute gets tangled and then they have to untangle it and at the last minute they're able to get something going where the parachute or the backup parachute opens and they're okay. But it's like, no, if I did, I would have to do the tandem thing with the instructor and even that can have certain things go wrong.
Right. Speaking of things going wrong, here's Elon Musk in the news today, who says he's going to fix the problems at Twitter by cutting 75% of the workforce as he takes over. He's paying a lot of money for it. He told investors, he's not using his own money. This is very clever. He's using other people's money. Mm-hmm. As owner, he's going to get rid of 75% of the 7,500 workers at Twitter. Wow. The story in today's Washington Post, the staff will be down to 2,000, regardless of what happens with the deal. Twitter's management already had planned to lessen the company's workforce by 25%. Now it's going to be 75%. So they expect to cut the payroll by $800 million. Think about that and how much money there is. And how do they make money at Twitter in the first place? What is it? Advertising support?
Yeah, I guess I'm the sponsored tweets, the ads.
Is that kind of money in it?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, and it makes you wonder, too, is this a good business deal or is he being petty? Like, fine, you're going to make me follow through and buy Twitter, or then I will take it from what the already planned 20%, 25% was, and I'm going to do 75% cut.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there he goes. See you later. I don't know. The whole thing seems kind of, I don't know, it stinks or smells or seems awkward to me one way or the other. Anyway, okay, let's go fishing. Ready? A 6,000-pound giant sunfish was discovered near the coast of Portugal, the heaviest recorded bony fish ever caught. Giant sunfish, the phyla and species Mola alexandrini.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a big fish.
It's a big blob.
Yeah, it is, right. Let's see here. Measured 10 feet long. Let's see here. Who knew there was a journal of fish biology? Do you know there was a journal?
Oh, obviously there is.
Yeah. Researchers from the Atlantic Naturalist Association and the Azores University for Biometrical and Morphological Data, that's a mouthful and a half, thanks very much, with your Cheerios, used a tape measure to determine its length. They weighed it, put it on a scale.
They used a crane and a forklift to get it on there?
Right, yeah. Who's the guy who, this has got to be something, it's got to go into the Guinness World Record book, right? Mm-hmm. Heaviest bony fish? Yeah. Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Off the coast of Japan. Ungabunga. Okay, I got a couple of plane stories that I will pass along to you. I suppose I should have saved the skyjumping one, but that wasn't really a plane story. But there are some plane stories here that are anything but plane. We'll get to them after these words.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, a couple of plane stories, none of them good. They're not plane stories. They're kind of complicated. Although this first one, single-engine plane crash in New Hampshire, crashed into a building in Keene. 2 people are dead after that. There's small planes sometimes. The weather's bad, and you don't know where you're going. And the fact, I remember a guy who was a friend of mine, actually was working for me at the radio station I was running in Boston at the time in the mid-80s, WEI, is the helicopter reporter, and he and the pilot of the helicopter crashed into an apartment building while they were reporting on the air. Imagine that. He was a wonderful guy. He was a great kid. Anyway, but this is, you know, these smaller planes, I've often thought I wanted to learn how to fly or get a pilot's license, but you can only do it in these little boop, boop, boop planes.
Mm-hmm.
Rainer Schaller, who owns the Gold Gym franchise, missing with his family. Their plane disappeared. This plane carrying Mr. Schaller and his partner and their children, there were 5 passengers on the plane. Off the coast of Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
They were traveling up from Mexico, so the plane lost all communications, and they're right, they haven't found any.
They've not confirmed that they're dead, including the 6, which would be the pilot, but they have found pieces of the plane. They found 2 bodies, which they have not identified. They found personal belongings, like luggage. Those have been retrieved in the open sea. It is just absolutely heartbreaking.
He was the trainer that took care of Arnold and Clint Eastwood, Muhammad Ali, Hillary Swank when she did
that. With Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, she was. And now, did you see that new TV show? She's in Alaska Daily.
I haven't. Is it good?
It's like interesting. Yeah, it's not bad. Here's a college sophomore in Georgia dead after he's hit by an airplane propeller. Wow. Guy rented an airplane at the county airport for a dinner date. And he gets in front of the plane, and the plane doesn't treat him well, and that's the end. That's going to be the messiest. Ugh. Good God. That is from a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there were 4 people on the plane watching this, too. Good God. Unga bunga. All right, let's make it 10 before the hour, because that's what it is here on Good Day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
After Money Pit time, it's Money Pit Monday here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where we entertain the fabulously entertaining Tom Kreidler, who entertains people every week on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program with Leslie Segretti. And then, after that weekend episode, he comes on this program to tell us what we need to know, what we want to know. Well, sometimes it's stuff we don't really want to know, but it's stuff that you that you need to know.
I love the fact that you're entertaining me.
Yes, right. I'm entertaining you. All right, here's listener Denise dealing with woodpeckers. Woo! They're drilling holes in her house. Get the gun out. How does she get rid of them?
No.
Don't shoot them.
There's a much easier and much more effective way to get rid of woodpeckers, Denise. So this is a trick that I've used for years, and it really, really works. It sounds a little crazy, but it just works amazingly well. And what I do is I take a big black hefty bag, and I cut it into strips. You have these heavy vinyl strips now when you're done.
Yeah.
And I'll tack a few of those strips around the area where the woodpeckers are attacking the house. So if it's the fascia, you might have, I mean, tack a strip around a gutter or tie it off the gutter. And if it's the siding, in my house, I had some woodpeckers attack my cedar siding. I just took some thumbtacks, some push pins, and I tacked a couple of strips in that area of the siding. And they blow in the wind, and it kind of like freaks out the woodpeckers, and they don't come back. So they can't detect the...
Freaks them out.
Yeah. They just...
Nothing worse than a freaked out woodpecker.
And because the strips are black, they kind of blend in with the trees or with the siding. And, you can leave them up as long as you want. And it definitely works. Works really, really well, Denise. So give that a shot.
All right, give it a shot. Speaking of giving things a shot, Tommy the K and the Money Pit has a new sweepstakes for those of you who like to mess around and get, you have a much better chance of winning this than you do the lottery. So pay attention to Tommy.
Yeah,
explain what you have to do.
Fantastic fall fix-up sweepstakes. And you can win tools, lots and lots of tools. It's presented by Arrow Fastener. So we've got staple guns. We've got glue guns. We've got brad nailers. A $750 grand prize It's got 10 or 12 different tools in it. Then we've got 5 runner-up prizes. So you can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, moneypit.com/sweepstakes. And if you win, we're going to be sending a whole boatload of tools to your house.
Let's hear it for winners. Next episode of the Money Pit Podcast is a focus on kitchens. This happens once a year. What's a hand-free faucet? What do you look at it and it goes on?
I use these all the time. So when you see them in the commercial bathrooms, typically you put your hands under the faucet.
Oh,
and they look
okay,
like the guy, you know.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Well, now we're seeing them in residential versions as well. And a lot of people like them because, you know, listen, if you're working in the kitchen, your hands are all full of, turkey grease or whatever you're working on. You stick your hands under the faucet. You don't have to touch anything. The water just comes on and you get a chance to wash them off. So it's also, you know, safer. It's more sanitary than having to touch
as long as the eye works. There's nothing worse. I was in the men's room at the airport last night, and I put soap on my hand, and I put my hand under the faucet, and you move it up, and you move it down, you move it sideways, and nothing comes out.
I feel like I have to move my hands around like I'm like doing a magic potion or something.
Right. Yeah. Twists and turns of that
turn to get things going.
Right, exactly. All right, so that's the Money Pit podcast. What about the Money Pit? We've got the newsletter that comes out every month, right? Isn't it the newsletter?
No, every week.
Every week?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have a good tip in the newsletter this week about how to select a paintbrush. You know, not all paintbrushes are the same. And a lot of folks, when they do a painting project, it's like the last thing they think about is getting a paintbrush, and then they cheap out on it, right? They buy one that's just the cheapest one. And I tell you what, if you don't buy a good paintbrush, it really impacts the quality of the finish.
Yeah, but nobody knows how to rinse them out and clean them. So at the end of the paint job, you throw them away instead of cleaning them up
big mistake. So I'll give you a couple of tricks on that. First of all, if you have a paintbrush and it's got a bit of paint in it that got stuck, you can soak that in Simple Green overnight, and it does a great job of breaking down the paint. And secondly, if you're just kind of going, like, let's say you're painting latex paint, right? And you need to leave it a couple dry. What I do is I wrap the paintbrushes up in cellophane, in plastic wrap. You can wrap the pan, you can wrap the roller, and you can wrap the brush in some plastic wrap. In fact, I was doing a job the other day. I had a plastic bag. I just wrapped them all in that.
There you go. Moneypit.com/newsletter for all that help. Thank you. Tom Kreitler here at 59 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.